Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Show with Sherry Edwards and Richard Olson, brought to you by NanoVoice, an amazing piece of software, an amazing free piece of software, developed by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. And this is the show for March 20th, 2011. Well, it's been a very exciting show already this morning, Sherry. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Richard. We've both had computer trouble, so they're bombing both of us now right before the show. I had to go to an alternative setup even to get on the show today. So,
As well. I picked up my phone. We had storms and big winds here, and my computer is working, and I can get on the Internet, but I picked up my phone, and I have no phone, so that was funny. And then I tried to get into the WebEx meeting, and it wouldn't let me, so I'm... Yeah, it's a very alternative program today.
Somebody must think we're doing something really, really important, and I am going to expose Obama today, so let's see if that keeps us on the air.
That might do it. Well, between that and my rant about Corexit, we're hitting, you know, all pistons pretty much.
I love it, hitting all pistons. So, for those of you who want to join us on WebEx and see what we're doing, because we've got an exciting show today. We've got three people in Japan who are reporting to us what's really going on, and it's not what's in the news. So not only are we going to talk about the food allergies, if that's what you guys choose, but we're going to talk about radiation, and particularly those on the West Coast like you, Richard. We are scrambling to develop a computer program that will analyze your voice to see if you've been exposed. And then we figured out the antidotes. We're going to have a tone box that we can ship out to all of our practitioners, and we're going to see if they'll broadcast those in their community. Every good strategist has an alternative plan. And I have been trying to put this alternative plan in play for about 3 years. That we have strategic people all over the planet so that every community can have this tone box. You know, you just broadcast it out your window or something. We tried it in Haiti when all the cholera stuff was going on. We tried it in the Gulf with Corexit, but we couldn't get it going until much later when somebody took the frequencies that we posted and broadcast them into the water. And we do have... water speakers that we have tested for things like AIDS and that kind of thing. So we're trying to put all of this together. We're trying to bring in new people to look at this, to take these courses so that they can help broadcast, so that instantly when something like Japan happens, we can email if we can get it that way, or if they still got mail or telephone or some way, to get them this information so that it can be broadcast. I really had high hopes for us to be able to broadcast things on 9/11 because we knew what caused the fireman's cough, and we could have provided that to the people in New York. But the Firemen's Union were the only people who would listen to us, but they wanted us to pay for it, and we just don't have... I mean, we're nonprofit. We don't have that kind of money. But what that little bit would have cost, about $100,000 it would have cost to give everyone tone boxes to broadcast in their neighborhood, it has now cost billions in lives and in health care. So we could have stopped this a long, long time ago and been prepared. So, Richard, what do you think about some early alert system?
I think it would be an amazing thing to have practitioners with the boxes. I'll talk specifically about the radiation scare or, you know, any of the toxicity that's going to come out of this. That would be fabulous to be able to have that with practitioners on the West Coast, because that's where it's hitting first. And for us to be able to have those tone boxes to be putting those frequencies into the bay. I mean, I live north of San Francisco, and I'd be driving 15 minutes south of here, and I know an inlet in a, you know, a lagoon that would affect San Francisco Bay and would go out into the ocean. I mean, I think it's an amazing concept. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, I don't know how we can implement it. If there's anybody out there that wants to help us implement it, please get in touch. We're open. But to jump back to Japan for a second, the practitioners that we have there have let us know that there's been tests and the radiation is in the water. Now, that's not what you're hearing on the news. You're hearing from Obama that everything is nice and hunky-dory, and I am putting up his profile for anybody who wants to see this. He's talking about everything is fine. There's be no risk to Americans. Japanese people are resilient. They'll come back. We're helping them, even though they refused help in the beginning, according to him. We're helping them now. We are getting videos in here in Japanese of the Japanese administrators who are saying that this is fine and whatever. I can tell just from their voice. I can't do it on computer yet. But I can tell from their voice that they're not sharing the truth. So there's something about those reactors that they know was wrong, and they're reporting to the U.S., and then Obama is turning around and reporting it to the people that there is no danger. Do you believe him, Richard?
No. I probably could have more words than that, because I have close friends who have relatives who actually live in Japan and have seen some of what has happened. And just listening, and I mean, I'm not a scientist in the sense of knowing anything about, you know, radiation or any of that, but it just doesn't make sense that, oh, no, there's too much counter, like, oh, no, not to worry, everything's fine. As soon as I see that in the media, I get suspicious. But as we know, that's my nature, suspicious by nature. And no, I don't believe them. I'd rather than just say straight up, we don't know what's going on. There could be problems. There could be issues. Here is some good things to be doing. Instead of this Pollyanna kind of like, oh, don't worry about, oh, that, never mind.
We weren't going to get political, Richard, but I think we are.
Too late.
We planned not to get political on the show. We just wanted to cover health things, but I think this is health of everyone. Chernobyl, when Chernobyl went, did it cause any kind of fallout in Alaska and the U.S.? I think so.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And so not just one reactor, but four are online to blow.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, they may be
much like, and I have to jump on a mini rant for a moment, or a moderate rant. You know, now that this issue with the Corexit, back to, you know, lies we've been told, the Corexit saying, oh, that old Corexit, don't worry about that, that'll go away, that's not to be worried about. Well, now we're finding out, reports are coming in, that what has happened is that the Corexit that was sprayed in all of the Gulf actually has made the oil fall onto the ocean floor, but it's not able to be broken down. Yes, all the microbes are doing their job, that they can be eating it as much as possible, but there's so much of it because of what the Corexit did. All it did would put it onto the ocean floor. Now it's smothering everything on the ocean floor. That, along with what happened when the Exxon Valdez happened almost 20 years ago, they're still finding Corexit.
And there's another big spill in Alaska, too, that nobody's even talking about.
Right, let alone the 100-mile-wide spill slick that's showing up in the Gulf of Mexico again. All right.
They put it on the floor so nobody could see it, so nobody would be concerned about it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
And they've got these dead fish and all that clear up into Nova Scotia above the U.S. on the eastern coast. So it's being carried every place. Are they trying to do us in? I don't think deliberately. I just think they're too stupid, and then that way they're dealing, putting us in. And all the stuff we see of Obama, when he campaigned, he was our colleague. He was adult to adult. Let's do this together. Now he's taken on this parental role. I will do it my way, and you just shut up and accept it because I know best. And I think that's the shift in his voice that people are hearing and they are resenting. Originally, do you remember a couple years ago when we first started the Guardian program? And I'm sharing my computer with everybody here because I just don't have a choice. I'm trying to do this on a real old crunky computer that didn't get blasted this morning. So we talked about this in terms of what was going on with Barbara Lowe Fisher. And if any of you know who Barbara Lowe Fisher is, she's the lady who is head of the National Vaccine Information Center. And when she put out the an announcement, and I think this was in 2009, and she did, here it is. Okay, I'm going to share it with those of you on WebEx with us. And if anybody wants to be on WebEx with us, go to soundhealthoptions.com and look at Blog Talk Radio, and there's a link there that you can watch the show. Now, we've had to put that invitation on the front because somebody bombed our organization with hundreds of spams, and, you know, we traced them down in there. Nearly 50 of them was the same person who had just gotten weird emails. But anyway, we've had to put this on our site because we couldn't get the information out to a lot of people. So go to soundhealthoptions.com, options with an S, and you'll be able to watch what we're doing and what I'm saying here. And we are going to later on in the show do some allergy testing, which is what we announced. And so you'll be able to watch that happening too. But in October 21st, 2009, Barbara Lowe Fisher, who is head of the National Vaccine Information Center, announced that by and large, this virus, and she's talking about the flu virus, is not any more lethal than the influenza strains that circulate every year. Then on October 24th, 3 days later, Obama came out and declared a state of national emergency over the same swine flu. So here's Barbara Lowe Fisher with the facts. Here's President Obama declaring a national emergency. And all that did was put it under Homeland Security. So if all these flu shots, if they caused any damage, then nobody could collect for damages or get any medical help or anything else through the government. He saw to it that the facts were ignored and people went ahead and got these flu shots. We proved he's a liar then. History proves he's a liar because it was the most non-virulent, what's the word for that? It was the calmest flu season that we've ever had. We also, that same year, had Kathleen Sebelius and Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, saying, we're all going to die. We proved them to be liars using their vocal print. Not only history proved them to be liars, but their vocal print, we had pre-knowledge. And that's why we're attempting to share with people this vocal print information that I want to put up, nanovoice.org, nanovoice.org. And we're having some problems with this computer program. People are downloading it and using it, but they aren't perceiving it as credible because it's free. Richard, I offered our people in Japan 10,000 copies of this new radiation program. Should we charge them so they'll think it's worth something? Are we doing some kind of humanitarian effort? if we gave the same 10,000 free copies to people in the U.S., would they think it was hokey? I mean, I'd like to hear some opinions here, people, because we're struggling with this. Do we sell this so that people can think that there's something real here? Do you have an opinion, Richard? I mean, I'm in a quandary here. Do we sell them to the people in Japan so they'll respect it? Do we charge them $100, $10? I would think in this national disaster like this, they take Red Cross aid, they take American aid. Would they take aid from our company if we gave them, I don't know how many tone boxes we can afford to give them. We're already broke. And just to tell people how broke we are, I haven't had a salary in 2 years and haven't had a draw from the company in 2 years. So this is just a labor of love to me. Richard, are you still there?
No, I lost connection for a moment, but I'm back.
Okay. Well, I was
sorry. I think it's no. I lost my audio out. I think it is a really tricky area. I mean, I wish that I could, you know, I wish it could be put into the right hands for free, forgetting about the money, you know, the need for the money.
I think Richard just went down again. His computer went off. We don't know how to deal with this for people. People who we provide free classes to don't seem to respect what we're doing. And then there are other people like Jordan that's online with us, just absolutely gung-ho and tells everybody about bioacoustics and how to get involved in the Guardian program and what's going on there. You know, and the Guardian program is this evening, for those of you who are members, and we're going to be doing cancer and how to tell from a nano voice and other ways if your body is preparing itself to get cancer. So we can do a lot with these little nano voice programs that we've provided for free for people. And there are charts there. There is a booklet. I don't know if it's still for free or not. We had a download for the booklet. And then somebody...
Okay, I'm back again, Sherry. I had lost my connection to Blog Talk. Sorry.
Yeah, you just went blue, so we just knew you were gone. But you were saying you don't know.
Thank
that's
you.
A quandary about free or not. You want to go on
it's
with
a quandary
that?
About the free. I think the quandary is, I think it's so important people need to have it in their hands. The issue is, I don't know how that happens and people understand that it has value. You know, that people are willing to understand that somebody is actually desiring to give something to others that has benefit for others and is not charging for it. You know, you need a Angelina Jolie, somebody who can put it out there as a spokesperson and people recognize. I don't know how that occurs, but I think it's so powerful and so potentially life-changing that people need to have it. I felt the same way when you had the corrected tones. I worked really hard on trying to get it into somebody's hands, but nobody could get it.
They couldn't get it mentally, emotionally, or? They couldn't do anything with it.
I think mentally. I think more mentally than anything.
What
they can't grok the concept of, as we've talked, well, we've talked about this as well in the realm of, you know, nano voice or vocal profiling in general, that it's an energy medicine that people are just beginning to, even though you've been doing it for almost 30 years, and yet you started so young, that you know, people just don't get it. It's a weird, you know, I don't have an answer to that.
Some people have the credibility to be able to give things away and still people find it valuable, like Bill Gates or Oprah. You know, nobody,
yeah.
I use this example a lot. Nobody refused a new car she gave the audience one day. Oh, these
oh,
must be rejected.
Oh, new car or iPad or, you know, iPod or anything that she's given away, yeah. It's
these
coming from Oprah.
Reject.
It must be magical. Yeah.
But they don't say these are the rejects. You know, why are you giving us the bad ones? I just looked on Nano Voice, and I'm sharing that with people on WebEx with us. the downloadable NanoVoice user's manual is there. That was supposed to be changed this week. Our board is not happy that we are giving all of this away, and they think that we are being irresponsible by not providing classes for people. So we want to know who you are when you download. There is an on-demand class to learn how to use this, and then we use the Sunday show here to look at how to use this also. So going to nanovoice.org, you can download this program. And we're going to talk a little bit about Obama and use that as a lesson, and about the radiation, and talk to you a little bit about what to look for in radiation poisoning, especially those of you on the West Coast. This program should be ready. We've got the Japanese people testing some of it. They're going to send us vocal prints just to make sure we know what we're doing here. And then we should have it available to the public by the end of next week. So anybody out there interested, you know people on the West Coast who might want to test their voice, it's designed for you to download to your own computer and with a microphone test your voice for some of these frequencies that we know are a problem. Now, particularly the people in Japan are saying it's in the drinking water. If it's in the drinking water and if they're using ocean water to cool off these reactors, don't they have enough sense to know that's going to go back into the ocean? Do they think that it'll be so diluted that it won't make any difference? Jeez. Okay, for those of you...
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
You'll get me on a rant. You'll just... In this particular instance, I can almost defend it because it's an urgent, they had no other water source, they had to get water on those nuclear reactors to cool them as much as possible, as quickly as possible. And aside, I'll use the term benefit from my perspective, this is an editorial, of course everything I say is an editorial, is that once you put salt water in a nuclear reactor, it can never be used again. So that's a benefit from my view. Because once it's had salt water in it, it's considered to be corroded.
So it's a dirty bomb?
No, it's not a dirty bomb. Well, I mean, it's not exactly a dirty bomb. It just means that it can't be, if it was only fresh water run on it, it's possible that they could say, oh, we'll go and rebuild this from the existing structure. Now they can't do that because they've used salt water, because the salt water corrodes so many things, so that they'd have to, if they were going to be foolish enough to think about rebuilding them, they would have to start from scratch. Although an interesting thing that I just saw a bulletin this morning was that even though people had been poo-poo-pooing wind in Japan, saying wind would never survive a tsunami, wind currently is producing a lot of power. Wind generators are producing a lot of the power that is giving people power in Japan. So that's my pitch for alternative technologies.
We are building some solar alternatives to our tone boxes and the use of some of the things that we're doing. And that's working well, although if there was a nuclear whatever, it would blast out the sun for a while. So you'd have to have 4 or 5 backups.
Yeah. Well, that's why the idea of wind is really fabulous as well. I'm pro all alternative forms, because as an example in Japan, they lost their main power source of these nuclear reactors to produce power, and at least they're getting some power as an alternative to that by using wind currently. So wind is good.
Yes. Somebody is circulating around the internet in Japan before and after, and there's a screen you can drag across what used to be. Hard to imagine what is going on in Japan and what has gone on. I think the death toll that they know of is about 17,000 now. So if there's any way we can help, we want to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Back to what Obama is telling us about it. I'm showing on the screen here a composite, and this is a nano voice. and it has the notes C, C-sharp, D, and D-sharp, and all that across the bottom. And then it has columns. And this shows columns of green at G. Do you know what that means, Richard? Highest column is G, and it's green.
This must be ego.
Well, it's C. Maybe I didn't pronounce.
Oh, sorry.
C is ego. That chart that is at Nano Voice gives you this information. G is physical. Physical prioritizing. And the two highest issues in his chart is green, future. People with green charts are future-oriented, but that can be a farmer or a con man. They just look at, if I do this, this will happen, and this is what are the consequences. So his major concern from his composite, which is, we took out everybody else's speech and put it all in at once, is physical safety, physical prioritizing. So even though his word says there's no problem whatsoever, his hidden agenda says absolutely there is a problem. And there's a big problem, too, with his note of C. I don't know if you're looking at the WebEx or not. But he has a blue note of C that is very, very high, and everything else is below it. So he has a lot of emotions at stake here, and same with C-sharp, a lot of what I want will be done. A lot of his parental control issues are coming up here. And I don't know if you were lost or on the line when I said Obama has shifted from his campaign where he talked to everyone as an equal to, he's shifted to a parental role now, and I think that's why people are reacting so negatively to him. I think his scores are down like 39%, lowest president ever. Then we took other readings of his voice, and we divided it up into three things. One, there's no danger, and that's what you're looking at online right now, where the note of B is very high and red, so he's just reacting. And then very high at C in intellect, but hardly anything in the middle. So this is the vocal print of somebody who is withholding information. Now, E and A sharp we look at, that's a little bit unbalanced, and that says he's lying. But the major aspect of this, that is the hidden agenda, is there's no F sharp and there's no G sharp. And for those of you who aren't bioacoustic followers, this is a boring part because we try with every vocal profile to give you more information on how to use these in your own life with your partners or your potential partners or who you work for, just to find out what makes people tick. So the fact that this F sharp and G sharp is missing means he has no plan that he thinks could be carried out to a fruitful end. In other words, he doesn't know what is going on. And a bad word there. He didn't. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
As my grandma would say, hickey poo. He doesn't have the slightest hickey poo about what is going on or how to fix it. The only thing here on this agenda is a hidden agenda of ego at 160 at the note of C sharp. But he is exhibiting ego here as a foundation. But you can see how this vocal print goes across. He has notes filling C to F and then nothing, and then it drops down to another octave. There's a split in F and F sharp, and that's the balance between perception and action. So Obama is either stupid, he can't see what's going on, I don't believe that to be true because his composite was green, or he's getting wrong information from someone. When I did an evaluation about Bradley Manning on Obama, he was deliberately having information withheld from himself. Now, that's pretty slimy, and I think that's pieces of what's going on here. He is not wanting to hear what the truth is and what's going on. I don't think he could do anything about it anyway. We can't go in and prop up Japan again and more trillions. We're in enough trouble. You know that we went into Libya today, last night?
Yes. And you can tell by my tone what I think of that. Yes.
What business do we have in Libya? You know, what business do we have in Pakistan? Do you remember a couple weeks ago when we said, I don't know if we did on this show, Gaddafi will stay, he will not run, he will not be pushed out, he will stay? So that confirms you are correct in this. Obama doesn't know what to do. So even in the parts about him saying, we're over there, we're doing our best, we're giving them aid, we're giving them food, we're blah, 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 it's almost the same, high C and high B. High C, yellow, only this time the C is incredibly high, so he has an ego invested in helping Japan. I think in the beginning Japan didn't want help, that's what we've been told anyway, and thought they could carry it on themselves. But even if you look at all three aspects of there's no danger to Americans, we're helping out, Japan will survive, it's all the same to him. All three of those issues turn out to be the same, except where he is providing aid and then his ego comes in. You know, I really didn't know what to think here because I'd heard so much, yes, it's a problem, yes, Washington, Oregon, and California are going to get hit. We've got a comment from somebody on the chat that says, yes, we have oil business in Libya and Pakistan. Well, Obama also gave permission for Brazil to drill in the Gulf. Did you know that, Richard? Our people can't, but he gave permission to Brazil.
The oil lobby, you know, where I'll go into my rant of, you know, follow the money. I mean, the oil lobby is so hugely powerful that somewhere or the other, they're going to, you know, make it happen. You know, Brazil, who's mostly a country who is switched over to using more ethanol and using, you know, taking their sugar cane and turning it into ethanol so that they don't actually have to import much oil. But there, I'm certain there are companies that are, you know, wanting to make money off of it there. So, of course.
It doesn't make any sense that our people can't drill and make us self-sufficient. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And there's Sarah Palin saying we've got all this oil in Montana and Alaska and blah, blah, blah. Okay, back to the radiation threats. You know, we can get on tangents so easy, Richard. So I went to the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Gregory, and I think it's Zacko. J-A-C-Z-K-O. And he stated on March 16th that he believes the radiation is extremely high, more high than they're telling us, and more high than, if they don't tell us the truth, it could impact our ability to take corrective measures. And he sort of was alarming people there. Now, Obama or somebody must have jumped on him because the next day at a White House press release, he says, there is no risk. You know, so even their own people can't make up their mind about what is going on. And is this guy lying? Pretty much. You can see that his E, he's got one hit in E, and in A sharp he's got 32 hits. And everybody knows that if E and A sharp does not match, the person is not leveling with you. They're withholding or they aren't telling the truth. Something's going on. So by way of preparation, I think we should show people what to look for in a chart. Now, it's not likely that people have been exposed already. And I will send anybody a copy of this if they want. It will be on our site shortly. So people could write to me at Sherry as Harry. I'm typing this on the chat. Sherry.
I also will put that in chat at Blog Talk.
At gmail.com. I put the wrong symbol in there to keep people from trolling and grabbing my address there. So just take that. So I'm going to put up a blank. I think it's blank. Let's see if I I thought I had a one that was drawn on. Okay, let's put that up. So if we're looking at some of these exposures, for those of you on the West Coast, we want to look at how many notes came up in each column. So this can be manipulated here. So if we have something very short and not halfway up, the exposure probably isn't extreme. But if you have something way high like this, then there's an extreme exposure. And get a pencil and paper. And also, for any of you who want to volunteer, we can use your voice for the next segment of our allergy testing. Raise your hand in the chat room. Or just give us a call. Richard, what's the number they should call?
347-850-1407. And just follow the voice prompt. We'll tell you how to raise your hand and get in queue.
Okay, sounds good. I get a pencil and paper here because I'm going to give you the notes associated with some of these radioactive isotopes. Strontium 90, which inhibits the calcium. It's the one that attacks and just kind of destroys the bones from the inside out. It is a note of F. Cobalt 60. It's an A sharp. Zinc 65, iodine 131, and cesium, which is kind of a byproduct, 137. They're all the note of C. Plutonium is an A sharp. Uranium is an A sharp. Now, if those start to become high in combination, you've likely been exposed, and I don't know if you can go to a doctor. I don't know if there's some kind of little Geiger counter that you can hold up. I don't know, but at that point, it's too late. So what we want to do is help people prepare. Now, they tell you that... is a type of potassium iodide that you can take to protect your thyroid, but you can take too much of it and cause a problem also. So there are some things that you can do, and some of them are readily available. Green tea extract. You can get that at your health food store. Just go make some green tea. Zinc is particularly helpful for those that are the note of C. Minerals is what we're going to be looking at, mostly minerals and proteins, amino acids. There's an herb called chaparral, chaparral maybe, C-H-A-P-A-R-R-A-L. Echinacea, which I never can spell, E-C-H-I-N-A-C-E-A, E-C-H-I-N-A-C-E-A. Ginkgo biloba, ginseng, sarsaparilla, apple pectin, you know, fresh apples. Keeping your minerals, keeping your biflavonoids up and running, according to the literature anyway, I'm not allowed to give medical advice, according to the literature will really help. Your Bs, especially B1, B5, and B6, are supposedly very helpful. So keeping your nutrition up. Jordan says, can you put those frequencies on chat? I will as soon as I can put the phone down, Jordan, but I'm having to use a phone that I have to hold right up to my mouth. I mean, somebody attacked Richard and I simultaneously. They had been attacking just me, and now they are attacking Richard too, so we're both having phone trouble. It's hard to type with one hand and do all of that.
Shall we take a caller? Shall we take a caller for a moment? I have a caller if we'd like
absolutely.
To bring them in. That'll give you a chance to type. Okay, so I'm bringing in caller with the last four of 2810. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Well, I just called in because you were looking for volunteers. I think it was for some sort of voice print. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, just hold on a second and we'll
get... Okay.
Don't go.
Okay.
Do you have something?
I might also add, go ahead.
Does she want to test something?
No, it's you asked for people to volunteer and call in. I wasn't quite clear on what we were volunteering for, but...
Oh, she's just game for anything. All right. So just hang in there a minute.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go over those numbers again. Strontium 90 is an F. Cobalt is A sharp. Zinc, iodine, and cesium are Cs. Plutonium is an A sharp, kind of on the border of A sharp and B. Uranium is an A sharp. So the other things, and I will do an article about this, Jordan, and try to get it out. I've got part of it done. But things like glutathione, and you can get reduced glutathione, really helps you use your minerals. Potassium iodide, KI, it's bioavailable iodine. That's a G-sharp. Hey, and that's one of the things that Obama had really, really high. I wonder if he just took some of it. Green tea, zinc, spirulina, aloe vera, ginkgo biloba, ginseng, apple pectin, the biflavonoids, B1, B5, and B6. And Richard, you're the herb guy. Do you know if
well,
things could help?
Well, I think you could. Well, of course, if you were thinking about iodine, if you wanted a food source of iodine, you could go for the lighter kelps like the dulse or the nori. I wouldn't overdo on that, but I think it's a tonic because they're full of minerals. And if you had them pre all of the stuff that's in the water, that would be better just because of stuff that's in the water now. I wouldn't go out and harvest kelp. That is really good. And also, I want to make a note about minerals that from my research, I always find that minerals are more readily assimilated in a liquid form, meaning in some sort of formulation where it's just liquefied rather than a hard tablet. I find that the assimilation is better. And I'd also add the note that there is some good information on the overall pro-thyroid diet on Lita Lee's site, that she has her presentation on pro, just in general, not because of this instance, but a pro-thyroid diet. And I think that's an excellent way to go because it supports the whole immune system and also supports the thyroid. Of the herbs that you've mentioned, or of the stuff that you've mentioned, I really like the apple pectin, the apples, and the apple pectin is a source because that's helping pull toxins out of the system really effectively on a regular basis. It's got a good fiber, water-soluble fiber, and it's a great, that apple pectin is a great agent for drawing stuff out. And I think the chaparral is really good. Chaparral, when I had a practice in an herb store, went on what I call the FDA's hit list. So it comes on and off of the hit list, meaning of things that they ban or say you can't sell, and then it comes back in, and then it goes back out. But chaparral is a really good, it's a lymphatic stimulant, a blood purifier. These are traditional, classic herbal statements I'm not prescribing or recommending. I would never do that. And
well, the apples have catalase in it, which is a good blood cleaner.
Right. Yeah, apples are really good.
We're going to talk about that tonight on the Guardian program.
Guardian Network.
Yeah, Network. We're going to share with people the cancer software. We only have about 15 minutes left. We do have a volunteer on the line. Let's open the line and ask her her name.
Are you still there, 2810?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. I lost my connection again for a moment, but I'm back. Okay, and what's your name?
My name's Eileen.
Okay.
Eileen. I-L-E-N-E?
E-I-L.
E-I-L.
And are you watching on WebEx, Eileen, or are you on Blog Talk only?
I was on Blog Talk. Now I'm on the phone. I could go get the computer if I need to, though.
Well, if you want to watch what we're doing, what did you want to volunteer for? And thank you, Avender. Somebody typed up all this for the chat. On WebEx. Thank you. I couldn't.
I tried to get into your other chat. I couldn't. I'm just on the BTR chat.
Okay. Eileen, do you want to see if you're sensitive to something? Do you want to look at What do you want to do here?
Okay.
You just want to see your voice? You want to look at allergies?
Okay, yeah, sure. I can't remember what you were saying, but it sounded like you wanted to volunteer to illustrate whatever you were going to do. So whatever you were going to do is fine.
Okay, if we want to look at allergies with you, we have to have something that you are allergic to, a before and after kind of thing. And we can't do that now that we haven't forewarned you that you should have had something in front of you. So we will just go ahead and take your print and run you through a computer program.
Okay.
And these instructions are free. We're using a program called Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, .forceforge.net. So I'm putting that in the chat. So you're going to talk to us for 30 seconds. And if you think you are sensitive to any kind of foods, just go ahead and talk about that, and don't stop. You ready?
Okay, sure.
Go.
Yes, well, I was wondering if I'm sensitive to dairy. I probably am sensitive to gluten. I do try to avoid it. I do try to avoid other known problems, GMO foods when I can, non-organic foods when I can. However, I know a lot of chemicals get in, even if they're labeled organic. And if you're out with friends or at someone else's house, you can't avoid, you're eating whatever they're serving, and it's not always what I would normally choose to purchase for myself. So that's the type of thing I normally try to eat, trying to do greens and vitamins. And
okay, got it, Eileen.
Okay.
I'm going to save you, Eileen, on air, because
yeah.
I can send you this report just almost immediately. So for the people online with us, they could see that we were looking at all the squiggles of her voice up and down. We are now going to go to another program, and this is one of the programs that we provide to people in the Guardian Network. This is called Abacus, and we are going to import her file and look at all of the frequencies in her voice from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. And if you could look at this, you would see that her voice is tremendously up and down. There is a methylation issue. This shows some serious things. Either we've got a really bad WAVE file, or there's some serious issues.
Oh, okay.
Can you explain methylation, or give us a brief overview of methylation for people who are new to this?
Okay. Well, peanuts have a lot of zinc in them, but they have the type of zinc that a peanut needs. So if you eat the peanut, your body has to translate that zinc into a usable form for humans. Now, some translation takes less than others. I just put SourceForge up here. Anita, would you post that address? I posted it to somebody privately instead of everybody. Anita's posting things on the WebEx for me, so that's great. So methylation, when things are above this gray grid, that tells you that you aren't using a lot of your information in a way that allows the body to break things down. But you also have a lot of very thin spots in your chart. Either you have a phone that filters, or we have some serious methylation issues and looks like inflammation. But I'm going to go ahead and run you through allergies just to see what we get out of this. And dairy is a note of F sharp in stress, and gluten is the note of D. So female and date of birth, I'm just going to make one up. 12-12-12 tells the computer that we don't have your birthday. So we punch a little button. We're just trying to show you how easy this is. And we have a low here at 598. So 598. Did I not get on it right? 599. So it's probably 600, and I was looking for a 5. Does anybody see that anywhere? Oh, 598. There it is. So I'll go look at that. I'll send you these reports. What we really like to do is teach you to do these reports. So I'm going to save this as Eileen on Air in our desktop in what we call a GNS file, a Genesis file. And then from there, it's pretty simple. I don't know if I have allergies on this computer or not. I should have checked that before I said
so what Sherry was doing there, I'll talk for a minute so you can find your file. So what Sherry was doing there was the computer picks the high and low points, and sometimes there's some that look more important or the relationship of the correlation of how they relate to each other. So she's picking the particular points and changing some of those, and those points are highs and lows on the vocal on the wave chart. And now she's trying to find the program to import that into to do the, I believe, diet analysis.
I couldn't find the one for allergies. I need to put that on this other computer. So I'm going to just run her through wheat. And if she has wheat allergies, we're going to look for something called GAD, G-A-D, 65 or 67. We do have a GMO article about GAD and what wheat does to the body. So when I click this, reports will just start popping up. That's how easy this is. And we're going to look at each of these reports separately. Remember, dairy was F-sharp, and you have 4 on F-sharp. I don't know if this is big enough for everybody to see. You have 5 on D. That's more of gluten allergies. D. Remember I said gluten was the note of D?
And the number 4 or 5, is that high or low on the chart?
Well, 4 is, yipes, there's a problem. Anything above 4 we're going to look at.
Okay.
So you have a 4 here on F-sharp and a 5 on dairy. We can go back and look at your dairy also. So each one of these little reports, HLA variant, yes, this is it's high, and it's an activator for gluten allergies and celiac disease. A pyridoxal phosphate is active form of B6. Now, that can't be the problem because B6 is water-soluble, so it means you're not using it. And we would look at why that was happening. There is a chart that if we have time we'll go look at. It's online.
Okay.
Also, Reelin activator downgrades the GAD and keeps it under control here. So there's definitely an issue with wheat. Glutamate glutathione helps use GAD or the gluten part of that, and you can get reduced glutathione at your health food store. Cysteine helps in using your B vitamin. It's an amino acid that's made in the stomach lining along with Castle's intrinsic factor and B12. Okay, enzyme. Look at how many times this GAD appears here. And GAD65 and GAD67. A GAD65 deals with wheat allergies, runs into things like Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's. GAD67 goes more toward neurotransmitters, diabetes, that kind of thing. But all of these enzymes are probably in overabundance. And I'll send you instructions that some of these things, when they get high, that means they're overactivated and the body just can't keep up. That's probably what all that high stuff is in your chart.
Okay.
So there's a definite issue, according to this computer program, with your ability to process wheat.
Okay, great.
And it's causing a problem with DOPA, tyrosine histidine function, so allergies and energy. There's a whole cascade of the body's ability to use the thyroid that's associated with GAD also. Okay, that's all of them for GAD. Let me go look at anything else here that might give us a clue. You do have inflammation connection. These are just some of the computer programs.
Yeah, I do have inflammation. That's true.
Okay, well, let's see why. Here's inflammation coming up. And once you get the computer to choose those points, it's just, and it's almost instant that you can get these reports, and they just sort of bop out. Knowing what they mean, that's something else. But these are the kinds of things that we have been sharing on the Guardian Network. Have we done gluten stuff on Guardian Network 4 and 5?
I think the gluten stuff on Guardian Network has mostly been a byproduct of looking at bio diet or other nutrition. I don't think we've done a direct GAD, the gnarliness of GMOs, of wheat, on Guardian yet.
We sort of skirted around it. You have an inflammatory protein very, very high, and there's no antidote to this. We'd have to do it with sound. You cannot buy an antidote. That's one of the wonderful things about the sound. You can't go buy neurotransmitters, but we can provide them to you, test you to see how your body wants them, and then put your body back to optimal form and function.
Wow, that's amazing.
So this is DHA, and it's high, may reduce inflammation. So the body's trying, but we'd have to go see if you have carnitine in stress, because carnitine allows the DHA to work, and if the carnitine's not there, the DHA just accumulates. So we'd have to test you and see which part of that is the issue.
Okay, thank you.
Genes, it says you have issues with iron.
Like I need more of it?
Well, your body's just not using it very well.
Not using it. Okay.
So I would test you for, I can't even remember what we test for with iron. Do you have fibromyalgia?
Not that I know of.
It's just cranky muscles. They just don't want to work very well.
Well, maybe.
Especially when you first get up, out of sitting position, you're kind of stiff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can have that, depending on what I'm eating. I haven't quite figured out how to keep it away all the time.
Okay. Usually, it's pyruvic acid and oxygen. The muscles lack those two things. Chondroitin sulfate, this is a smaller molecule of glucosamine, and it's high in your system. If it was truly high, you would have like bags of water under your eyes. So I think this is false. It's just the same frequency as something else. And if you had bags of water under your eyes, you would have told us. So that's looking at inflammation, and in your case, you just got some proteins that are a problem.
They were kind of puffy like a month or so ago, but I did manage to change that. I'm not really sure. I do a lot of different things. I'm not sure what helps what, but something helped it. So I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a pouch bag, but a puffiness
mm-hmm.
under the eye, yeah.
Are you taking any chondroitin sulfate?
Well, I take a lot of natural things, which I wouldn't know if it'd be a part of it. So, like I just did Irish moss and diatomaceous earth and some other clay last night.
I'm not educated enough to know if those would have glucosamine.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I said
neither one of those would have glucosamine. Actually, the diatomaceous earth is a really good detoxifier. You'd want to be taking it for a period of time, not just occasional one-off kind of thing.
Yeah, right. I know.
And don't worry, caller. The show where we're coming up on the show ending for people on Blog Talk, we will keep on going for a few more minutes, I suspect.
Oh, okay.
I am looking at Eileen's information in a different computer program, and I've got her put in here. I'm going to calculate her root cause. This is what we teach people in class. And you do have an allergy to milk protein. Um, you do have a problem using glutathione, you have trouble using iron, and you have a genetic issue with something called COMT. And it is an enzyme that digests cell-signaling amino acids. Let's see if we can look up here and find some kind of root cause here. I'm not supposed to be showing this at all.
We're not seeing it.
Okay. Your kidneys are involved. And nitric oxide. So your cells are not getting enough oxygen to respirate. And that cascade, and Anita, if you'll put this up, we're looking at ornithine, citrulline, arginine, cyclic GMP, and nitric oxide. And that's the cascade. So ornithine, citrulline, arginine, cyclic GMP, and that's guanine monophosphate, into a nitric oxide. So it looks like this may be a sulfur issue. So I'm going to run you through methylation. Richard, just give me a clue when we have to go.
Well, Blog Talk has already stopped streaming, but we're still recording, so we're okay.
Okay, I'm going to look at methylation. I would bet this is sulfur. There's too many amino acids and B vitamins involved for it not to be some sulfur issue. If her vocal print was accurate, and that was a pretty strange vocal print.
Well, yeah, gosh.
I will send you instructions. If you would write to me at Sherry, Sharry, on air at Gmail, then I'll have your address and I'll send these things back to you.
Okay. I am on a cordless phone, not a cell phone, but a cordless phone.
Sometimes they won't mess it up. Okay, this is part of the problem right here, MAO. This is part of inflammation. Let me see if I can grab a website here to look at this. Since we're off the air and I don't have to hurry anymore, heartfixer.com. And the new
do you think the involvement of the wheat and that could be creating a lot of this cascade of blockages and bad assimilations?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, I don't eat wheat. Unless I get a little bit here or there, but generally I don't eat it.
Well, wheat, barley, rye, oats, for some people. Okay, we're looking at a chart, and here's the MAO, and that goes directly into the COMT that I was saying to her that she has a genetic issue with, and it's an enzyme, in your case, that genetically stresses your ability to use protein. Okay, I got three things going on here.
Do you use any kind of digestive enzymes at all, Eileen?
I have been taking them occasionally this week. Yes, I just.
And are they plant? Do you know if they're plant derived?
Yes.
Meaning, if you look at.
Oh, I think it was pineapple or papaya or something. Yeah.
Okay, pineapple's good. It's a little, pineapple as a source, like the papaya and enzymes and those, are good, but they're a little wimpy in terms of the levels of...
It could be. It's the Trader Joe's version.
Oh, yeah. Those are a little wimpy.
They're kind of like tasty.
Yeah. They're not bad. They're not harmful in any way. They're just low in their values of protease and amylase and all the enzymes that if your body was able to produce itself. That's why I like plant-derived enzymes, because it assists the body in doing what it would do if it weren't under some kind of stress.
Right.
So if you go to a health food store, you'll be able to find...
I just ordered the Young Living's enzymes. I didn't start taking them yet, though.
Okay. I would start taking those with meals and see if it helps.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to help, Richard, because look at her genome. She has
5-methylfolate
in stress. She has the homocysteine in stress, the COMT shows up again, and, well, the cysteine comes in twice. And for those of you watching us on the map, the ACHY, here's the SAHH, and this is how her body uses proteins and uses the amino acids. So that's in stress. Her ability to provide energy is in stress. Her ability to rebuild the body is in stress. And
yeah, that's true. All those are true.
And it's all genetic. So.
Genetic.
Yes. Anita, one of our practitioners, is online with us, and she suggests that we go look at your bio diet to see what your receptors are doing. If people can stick with us a few minutes, we will do that. And again, here's more proteins that are not being useful. I want to look at that sulfur. Is it on here? More amino acids.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. You're not watching any of this, are you, Eileen? You're
no, I can't
only.
See it, no.
Okay.
Cysteine, glutathione, and homocysteine. Homocysteine being high, you really don't want that. That's just opening yourself up to blood clots. Okay, Anita is suggesting we go look at bio diet for you, and wants to look at the receptors. Anita, I would have to open the bio diet that is for research before we could look at her receptors because they're not in the public version. Let me see if there's a way I can finagle this to look at it. And I don't even see bio diet anywhere. Somebody see, here it is.
Yellow. Yes, there it is.
This shows us what receptors at a cellular level are in stress. So I'm opening all of this on the other side here because they have frequencies on them and we're not allowed to show that to people. Except if you are a practitioner. What's it under, Anita? Hormones or genomes? Do you remember? Or receptors? Okay, calcitonin is very high, and that deals with the ability of the body to control the thyroid and calcium. Cortisone is very high, and cortisol is very high. Not a good sign. The genome, okay, here are the receptors. Let me see if I can flip this over on the other side and open it partially off screen. I can't. I'm just going to have to slide it off screen to do it. Can't do it that way. I can't see it. Cholecystokinin is in stress. That's the pancreas is in stress. Dopamine receptors are in stress. Neurotransmitters, GABA is in stress the most, and it's the precursor to the dopamine. It's the precursor to the serotonin. So we're looking at some energy cycles here and some hormones. You've got progesterone, tyrosine, pituitary, insulin, GABA. There's a lot here. Amylase is a problem. So Anita was right. Your receptors, even though the stuff's going in, the body isn't accepting it. Where are you from, Eileen?
I was born in New York State.
Well, I was just trying to find a practitioner near you.
Where do I live right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Near Philadelphia.
For Philadelphia, we have a Dr. Brent Forward in New Jersey. That would be close. That could take care of this. Or, I mean, we're a long way away in Ohio, but I don't think there's anybody practicing in Pennsylvania. Go to Sound Health Options, and there is a map there. Or I will send you instructions to send us a real vocal print. I'm hoping this one is not a real vocal print.
Oh.
There's just too much going on.
I don't know. It's pretty much in the ballpark, too, though, so a lot of it does sound true.
Well, let's do something real for you.
Yeah, okay.
And at Sound Health Options, you can look under, I think it's like clinical, let me look and see, because I had this website up. So if we go to the home, it would be under clinical services on the front page.
Okay.
And that'll tell you how to send us vocal prints, or when you send me your voice print, I'll send you instructions.
Okay.
On how to get this to us. But this is more than you can do on your own with taking nutrients, because it's genetic. So we got to close and open receptors to get you going, and we've been able to help people. And we have to say, we're returning you to optimal form and function. We're not healing anything.
No healing going on here. No, not that.
That is just so strange. They busted Dr. Jerry Tennant this week. Actually. So we do have to be careful about what's going on. Our lawyers has had us prepare a sheet. This is her diet. This is her nutrients she's on. This is her health. So that they're not going to stick me with vaccinations. The first thing they can do when they arrest you is to vaccinate you. So we're trying to prevent that. And that's the reason we're starting this Guardian Network, where we can provide you software every month. And I think we're up to about 10 softwares now that we've provided to people. And it's an underground kind of expressive network where we do what we want to do as long as you're a member. And there is a membership fee. I think it's $95 for the year and then $40 a month for a two-hour class, the software support. Nice kind of thing. So if we can get 1,000 people, how many would that be per state? We probably need 1,000 people per state to do this.
That would be fabulous if we had 1,000 people per state doing this.
That'd be
stunning.
Quite a bit.
So we try to start people off small, and then if this interests them, to move them up to the professional version, and we have some of those people online with us. Jerry Morris, I think, is a practitioner. I can't see the whole list here.
Do you have one up in Pottstown area, Reading area? Pottstown area, I think. Daystar Naturals, I think you might have.
Well, if you have somebody near you, then let's go through them and get some vocal prints and see what we can do. Richard, do you have anything? Or if you have any questions, Eileen, just send them to me at thatsherryonair@gmail.com. I should be able to at least access my Gmail through my phone and get back to you.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Well, I have a class. It's the Guardian.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to wrap up, as fun as this is.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Eileen.
All right,
definitely contact Sherry at thesherry@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you.
And Sherry, any closing thoughts, any closing words?
No, we just have a comment from our chat room from a practitioner and said we should have looked at her menopausal, perimenopausal, because there seemed to be a hormonal problem with this. And I think she's right, especially with that homocysteine going up. So when we do the real stuff, Eileen, we'll look at, we'll let the computer decide what we should look at.
Okay. All right.
Okay, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks
for
playing.
Bye-bye.